Brilliance Audio presents Mirror by Adam Southwood, performed by Steve West. Eva stared through the grime. Droplets hit the windowsill outside, bouncing against the dirty glass and the metal bars, unable to wash away the filth. The garden drowned in the rain. She could make out the gravel path leading to the pond and the red tulips planted alongside. The heads were closed against the weather, but they'd open again when the sun came out. Perhaps tomorrow. Eva loved the garden, although she was only allowed out once a week, if she'd been good. If she'd been bad, all she got to do was stare at it from the window. Like today. Eva hummed as she watched the water cascading down the window frame, a few droplets coming in under the sash, trickling onto the carpet by her feet. She hummed a lot. It was one of the few things that helped drown out the other sounds. Earplugs didn't work, neither did headphones, and nor did jamming her fingers into her ears until they bled. The voices always got through somehow, bypassing her ears and planting themselves in her head, constant and relentless. She dipped her bare toe onto the sodden carpet. It was black and moldy, like most of the rooms in her block. Her ward was the worst, she'd heard. Although the person who told her was a patient, so unlikely to be reliable. All the women here were sectioned, which meant severe disorders, each and every one of them, Eva included. She knew that, but she didn't put much faith in the diagnosis. Eva wasn't here because of the voices.
Meds in 10 minutes!
A real voice from a skinny man who stank of BO and called himself Nurse Stevie. He wasn't a real nurse. He was an orderly with 3 GCSEs. Nobody knew except Eva. Stevie poked his head into the quiet room and smiled at its sole inhabitant. Eva faced him and smiled back.
You're not supposed to talk in here, she said.
Stevie thought she looked nice today. Eva could feel it, fragments drifting and forming. She hummed more loudly, conscious of her dress, which was too small and too tight. It was one of her favorites, though. One of her own, not some donated crap. The laundry had shrunk it, the fuckers. Eva watched, listening as Stevie stared at her. He liked her legs. His vocabulary was limited, and his thoughts always the same. He stared and he thought about it, but he never tried it. Stevie's thoughts were disgusting, but Stevie was harmless. Eva ignored him and gave the garden one more scan before heading into the communal lounge.